When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
I have, like, huge updates that I think I want to do on the next pod.
Yeah, I have a big update too.
So oh my god, I was literally
episode,
thinking,
next episode's
wait,
gonna
we
be
can't
crazy.
All three, we can't all three do big episodes.
Oh, mine wins. There's no, mine is gonna win.
I think mine is pretty good.
If you're pregnant, I'm gonna kill you.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you didn't say anything. Wait.
I hate that your update is better than mine. I don't look great today.
Which one of you?
Well, this one's a lot younger, so she looks incredible.
How much younger?
It was probably 7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, more at this point.
Dude, you don't really age.
I do. I do, son. Where the fuck is Elena?
Bold of her to be like, Ashley, are you ready? Ashley, are
I'm
you
so
gonna
ready.
Be there? And then for her to be late.
Sorry, Danny. Sorry, guys. I don't know what was going on.
You're not gonna say anything?
Okay, well, I guess the first question is that a mural, wallpaper, a poster?
A mural. Yeah, like I commissioned a mural. Listener, if you're listening at home, there is a almost scale life-size poster yes. of me right behind me joining me for the episode today. No, yeah. Jen moved in and we did a deep clean of the apartment. Finally.
Oh my God. Nice.
So we did a massive deep clean of the apartment.
Mac, this is where you say we also moved in.
Thursday.
Yeah, right. Oh my God.
No, Thursday. We signed a lease okay. Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're still not in that apartment?
They're still not in the apartment.
Hey, guys, be happy. I'm actually getting in. This is where you'd be happy.
I will believe it when you're there and it's clean and there's like a roof over your head and there are no leaks.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Ashley. Continue.
Are you definitely getting the unit that you want? I'm full dad mode. Make sure they give you the same unit. No
actually,
bait and
dad,
switch.
Can you come out here and maybe just go
yes.
with me and maybe... Okay,
I would do that, but we were cleaning, and so when you clean, obviously you have to get rid of stuff. And in 20,
you have to, you must.
In 2016 or 2017.
Oh, that is a standalone listener. It's moving.
There's like metal bars
it
behind
swaying.
It. I don't think you saw.
It's slightly swaying.
It condenses into a thing like as about the size of my hand. Uh-huh. And it rolls down. And so when I was
portable,
when I was
thank God.
When I was a younger comedian and, you know, making no money, we would have to I spent literally all of my savings so that I could go to these conferences where all of the kids from a region, they would send their student activities board. and they would come and watch everybody. It was like a carnival. They had magicians and mentalists and balloon artists and dancers and bands, cover bands, so many cover bands, no originals. If anyone did an original, the room died. And then I would have to get, I would get up there and do my comedy, and then they bought you, basically. And the first year that I went,
sorry, I didn't, let's hold on. A little bit of clarification around that.
Yep.
They bought.
Sex work is real work, Elena. And in addition to seeing my comedy.
I just didn't know it was a part of your history.
A very big part of my. No, they would watch your comedy, and then if they liked you, mm-hmm. they would buy you, but you had to put up thousands of dollars mm-hmm. up front, and you might not even make a sale. So I put my whole savings into this, and. They bought. Yeah, and I.
It's the ultimate business move.
There's so much schmoozing to buy a poster of yourself. There's all this schmoozing and stuff like that. And I realized I had no decorations for my little booth because that's where you do the schmoozing and everyone had all these decorations. So the next year I was like, I'm not going to be, you know, outdone. So I went and I got a poster of myself and I put
and
on the logos.
Got the Illuminati or something.
Scientology. This is from a network where I booked a TV show that's now defunct. It lasted about a year. Uh-huh. So this is no longer even relevant. But I almost got rid of this. And then I thought, nah, this is too funny. I got to keep this. And it's a reminder of where I came from.
And now we get
double action.
So
did anyone else get big off of this? Off of performing for the student activities board?
No one
is
got
there anyone
big.
Else you can tell us about? Yeah.
No one ever got big, but Preacher Lawson I think did a lot of them from America's Got Talent, and it's just a way to do comedy as a day job.
You have to give up all your savings, offer them up first, like,
but
most
I
day
made
jobs.
Money I made money.
You start at Domino's and they say, well, we're going to need all of your savings.
It very much is a pyramid scheme where a few people profit, but most people lose all their money. Yeah.
Dude, we joke about you like being an alpha bro with the plunge, which, by the way, you're looking very plunged today.
Thank you, man.
Are you still plunging?
Like, actually.
Your commitment blows me away to these routine, like,
no, that's
ritual.
What I'm saying. Like, you're actually kind of a hustler.
Things. You are kind of?
Like,
only kind
of? Grinding.
Ashley's been grinding.
Grind. Oh, I grind, baby.
Yeah, Jen just moved in.
Oh, Elena.
Sorry.
Please. Earlier you missed it. The poster fell over and hit Ashley, and it was Ashley on Ashley violence.
I do need to get on gay crime. I do need to get my teeth whitened. She is looking stunning. This is amazing. But anyway, Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, Happy New Year. How?
Wow. First episode recorded in 2024.
Yes. I think this is maybe the third one that the listener is getting, but first that we're recording.
Then if this is the third one, I'm going to Boston and then I'm going to Portland, Maine, and Wisconsin, a bunch of Wisconsin, Phoenix. Thank you.
And I'm going back to school. I'm going back to classes. I'm doing an even more intense stats class this next term. 4 classes instead of 3. 1 is advanced statistics.
You seem so upset, Elena. I'm not gonna lie. The vibe was not good when you got on here.
I know.
Was like, Elena did not have a restful
I
new
know.
Year.
Yeah, you
something
don't seem
is
rested.
Wrong.
I know.
Ashley seems refreshed.
This is a chosen family podcast, and I am your hustler dad. I put everything I have in for this family. I'm doing it all.
And I'm
the
Elena
way
Joy.
Only a man can.
I'm Elena Joy, and I'm your mom who's like still burnt out. And the holidays just happened. I'm not supposed to be burnt out anymore.
You're one of the people that gets more tired during the holidays.
Well,
are
because
you like hosting too much, doing too much?
No, it's that you don't spend a moment alone. And I'm used to spending every day, like all day alone. And I just came off of like 2.5 weeks where I didn't have a moment alone.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mac, introduce yourself.
I'm your
We're rusty.
Teenage
We're
brother,
rusty.
And I'm doing great.
Baby.
You're baby. Mac is baby.
Well,
Ashley,
I guess.
Are you going to introduce your other self?
Who's this?
This is the worst evidence ever for this being a visual podcast. Like, this is truly awful.
This is Ashley from the past.
before
maybe
she was
tone
dead.
It down with the suicide stuff, bud. Okay. Oh. That's the only thing I'll say. Otherwise, you're doing great.
Oh, now we love Ashley from the past.
Oh, Ashley from the past. Ashley so much is past. Going to happen to you.
Oh, no. Oh, so that sad. Smile. It's so innocent.
I know. She really seems so excited about her future.
No, I don't want to bring a bad vibe. That's too bad, but that's what's happening.
No, I'm not critiquing you. I just want to say, like, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
No, I'm good. I am good. I was hoping for, I guess, a bit more of a break coming off of like family holiday time.
God, that's the worst.
But just, you know, it's just not how it goes, but that's okay.
When does class start?
Next week. So, in like 6 days. And I can't remember if I talked about this last, I don't know if I've talked about this on here, but long story short, because I'm applying to get into the MA program, there's this advanced math or whatever, advanced measurement statistics research design course that they all have to take, that I don't have to take in the current program, but I am going to take it anyway, just in case I get in. If I don't get in, I can use it as a replacement for an easier course that the program that I'm in right now has to take. So it's like it's a win-win, except that I have an intense semester coming up.
Yeah. 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 Wow. Sorry, Elena.
No. And I'm really not trying to come on here and complain. I am excited for school to start again. I'm looking forward to that.
You're not complaining. It just sucks that you didn't really get time off.
No, I did. I had 2 weeks where I didn't work. Well, I did only a little bit of work and was like with family, and it was wonderful. Like I had
a wonderful 2 weeks.
My sister is wonderful. Things are great. Her and the boyfriend are like getting pretty serious. Like
he came for the holidays.
He did. Like it's like yeah, he did. It's for real. Oh, ew, Mac.
Oh my God. That was good.
No, it wasn't.
Ashley would have appreciated that.
This is such a metaphor, Ashley. Old you looking at future you, like sitting there, like look at what you're doing. Looking at everything you've accomplished.
Yeah, look at
we need to get one of these, Elena.
How far you've come.
Elena, how's that fizz life?
Oh yeah, fizz are you still good. Fizzing?
Did you at least get some fizz time in?
So by the time this comes out, I will have fizzed all of my fizz because I'm actually doing it'll be too late now once this comes out. But basically, I've decided that I'm going to do a live stream where I auction off the rings and donate all the proceeds to charity.
So basically, like, you're going to do exactly what they do, but you're not going to keep the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how I thought that you just had dates planned out for like what you were fizzing on what day. Like no. Friday, I'm going to do all the size sixes. Monday, we'll get into the sevens. Just work
that
our way
up.
That
is how it feels a little bit. Maybe I should save a few. Do a weekly fizz.
For when you need that little dopamine hit.
Did you guys do resolutions?
I kind of did. My resolution's like stupid because it's not like one of the ones that's broken down a bunch. I just want to like make a life here is my goal for 2024. Like I just
that's
made a big
really
move.
Nice
really nice.
Came across the country. I want to like find some buddies that I really like. I want to like get involved with like queer stuff out here because that's something I couldn't do before. I want to like find my favorite things, spend time with my girlfriend, spend time with her family, and just kind of and then convince Mattia to move out here is the end goal.
Yep.
That's going to be easy.
I can see that.
Okay,
Elena, you missed it, but Ashley's in my sister's fucking comment section.
No. Let me just say this. First of all,
hold on.
Mattia is way too young for me.
Okay? No, let's start with first of all, Mattia's hot now. Something happened.
You guys, we can't say
something
this without
happen.
Her like guessing
something
on the pod.
Happened.
Something occurred and we do need to get to the bottom of it.
We
I'm not
to,
the only
like,
one noticing this.
Yes.
What the fuck is going on with Mattia?
It feels like she just
she's having
she
a glow
grew
up.
Up. Yeah. Like it feels like she. Yeah.
I listen.
Mac,
it's a
she's
thing
all
in my
grown
family
up.
Where it just kind of hits us later. Like I feel like a lot of
how
people.
How old is she? Before
that's
we,
what Matt Rife said about,
she's
about 20, him.
She's 23.
Oh, she's 23.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
What do you mean?
What actually happened?
Yeah, what actually happened?
Ozempic.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. Hey, I can't take credit for that. I can't take credit for that because that's what she said. Because when Ashley, you commented that, she wanted to comment back and be like, should I tell her I just started taking Ozempic? And I was like,
why?
No,
that's
people
so
will know
funny.
It's a joke. Because she was afraid people wouldn't know it's a joke. But
who gives
I can't
a
take
shit?
Credit
people
for that
are
joke.
Stupid. That is so funny.
It's something with her skin and her hair. So I don't know if she's like taking vitamins. Or
I actually
yeah,
went
it's
back.
In her TikTok shop. Yeah.
I actually went back and looked at her old photos trying to figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. And I can't because she actually does look the same. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what? I can't put my finger on it. I can't figure out like what
the
difference
there's
is.
There's like a confidence mixed with like starting to become like a full adult.
Is
honestly,
it her boyfriend? Is she glowing from her boyfriend? That would be so upsetting to me.
I thought that and then refused to say it.
A man making you glow?
I thought that and then went, that's an inside
that's
thought.
That's definitely not it.
A man making you glow is like the most disgusting thing I've ever. That's the most straight Missouri thing I'm just glowing.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Oh, welcome. Hello. We didn't finish speaking. Welcome to the Chosen Family podcast. We talk about gay stuff every week. We're your chosen family. We sit down around the dinner table and gay stuff only.
Except for right now where we're talking
about.
We don't want to hear about
your boyfriend making you glow. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know, guys.
You know who makes me glow?
I don't know what to tell you. Yourself.
I'm stroking my cheek. Not
are
my
you,
cheek.
Have we
my
had
cheek.
The conversation of whether or not you would have sex with your clone? Have we had that conversation?
What the fuck, dude?
I love this question.
Okay. And this question came from a patron. Yes, definitely 100% came from a patron.
Let me go into the Patreon.
Yes, let's go into the
thank you for
I'm
this
pretty
question
sure I saw
in the
Discord.
I saw thank this you. In the private Discord where only patrons can ask us questions. Oh,
if you donate
this one's their... interesting.
What, oh, is it the clone one?
I saw that one too.
It's so weird.
If you donate to our Patreon, one of the things that you get is that you get your question or a question that
canceled.
We think we should have been given.
You get your cancellation.
I mean,
you do.
You do, because you're associated with me now. You can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. And we'll answer your questions, and you get one bonus episode every month. And it's a really great way to donate to this podcast, which needs the Patreon to survive. That's
literally.
No joke.
Yeah.
We need it. We are not profitable without it.
Yeah. It's true.
Guys, can you imagine if our clones were, like, in the Discord, like, would you guys have sex with your clones? like insecure clothes.
It's old Ashley.
Old Ashley.
She just like disappears from screen for a second.
Yeah. That is so funny. But yeah, why wouldn't you though?
Real question.
Are you joking? I would never have sex with my clone.
I would never in a million years have sex with my clone. Never,
Matt,
ever.
You'd have sex with your clone?
Yeah.
It's just this masturbation, but like this is with like your
no, no, but this is the thing. This is like a divisive. I ask a surprising amount of people this question. And it's like,
why is
a clear split? Well, it kind of became a joke on my own Patreon, to be honest.
Oh.
And it's something that we ask like a lot of people, and it's a very like 50-50 split. Some people are hell yes, and some people are hell no.
Okay, I don't know if
it's
I'm
really
hell
interesting.
Yes.
You really, your well, face gave hell yes.
After Ashley said that, I realized that it would be like mask on mask, which
Jen,
is fine, but not really.
Hi,
but, like that's not my preference. Oh, what is
don't
she doing?
Don't backtrack now, Mac. Stand behind
no,
you.
Listen.
Stand behind your words. Die
listen.
On your hill.
If the lights were off, yes.
Okay.
Can you hear Jen?
Because like...
Hi, Jen.
Oh,
we
hi,
can
Jen.
Hear you.
Ask Jen the question.
Jen, would you have sex with your clone? Would you have sex with a clone of yourself?
No.
Fuck. Okay. Wow. We do. Okay. Maybe we got a 75-25.
Are you
I
serious?
Would never do that.
I'm also a no.
It was yes. Oh, Mac.
Would you have sex with a clone of yourself?
Jen.
That's awesome. No, I love the confidence. That's so sick.
You wouldn't?
No. Fuck.
Wait.
Did your girlfriend say no also?
What's that? What she said is irrelevant. She's a woman. Don't listen to her.
I love you. Thank you.
Okay, wow. You guys are making me
here's
backtrack
the thing.
A little bit now.
I'm not my own type. That's why I asked
you
Jen, because Jen is
I'm
Mac
not
Jen?
My own type either.
You
but you would
Mac
have to do
Mac
zero
sometimes.
Communicating and you would know exactly what to do.
Oh, bro.
Oh, I would just
no,
give
I
me
can't
the,
do
just
it.
Just give me the ick. No.
Go down
do
on
it.
Myself.
Oh.
I'm not attracted to myself at all.
Yeah.
If I catch myself in the mirror, I'm like, who the fuck is that? Get her out of here.
Yeah.
How did she get into this situation?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And
it's interesting because
valid points.
I have kind of two types, and I would be one of my own types.
Really?
Yes.
Alina, I didn't know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair looks really good, Alina.
Shh,
don't backtrack.
Oh,
what you like femme people as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The
wow.
But more. I'm thinking of one of the first women that I really date. Probably the first woman I like really actually dated, like knowing that we were dating.
What?
Like in high school? Okay. Oh my god. I say that because in high school, my kind of like
who are you fucking that you're like, this is a wonderful extracurricular activity, and I wonder if I can put it on my resume.
My best friend in high school. We were because I feel like we were dating, but we didn't know it. But the first woman that I dated after I was like openly queer, and I was like, oh, we are both openly queer, and we are dating. This is a revolution. She was still more like she's outdoorsy and physical and like strong and like to do the same kinds of things I did, but like, you know.
So you,
like granola.
You
looked more like me, yeah.
You have you and then you have the mask version of you that you're into.
Which
so it's really
just like
you
more
either
athletic
way.
You.
Well,
taller,
no,
more
because,
tight bun you.
No, my girlfriend looks nothing like me.
No, but
no,
like
not,
she's
not
into the
looking
same stuff
like you,
as
but
you.
Like vibes, yeah,
oh,
like the granola
yeah.
energy.
Well, no, well,
the Grenergy.
Grenergy. Granolergy.
I think I've said this before. It's not about I'm attracted to like someone who is like capable, like who likes to like do stuff.
Like if I feel like if a woman's rugby team walked into the room with you, you would
you,
like lose
you've
your
done
mind.
So much. You've accomplished so
Mac,
many things.
I can't even imagine
Ashley, you say
that.
You're not into yourself, but
That was a tender moment. That was a tender moment we just witnessed. Really, no, we've gone away from the point. My point is that even though I am my own type, I am like repulsed at the idea of sleeping with my clone. So I don't think it's a type thing necessarily.
I fucking hate it when I'm in the minority here.
Mac, are you okay? So I'm going to ask you sort of a graphic question, okay? But like, are you into like mirrors in the bedroom? Like, if you like catch yourself in the mirror,
not, but potentially someone that maybe that I would be in that situation with potentially might potentially be into that.
This is where you say I have a friend.
So now that
I have a roommate.
I have a friend. Oh, a roommate.
So have you found yourself in that situation enjoying it though? Or do you just sort of like, I'm into it because she's into it?
No, I just don't really look. Or
okay.
I just use the reflection to look at my roommate.
Mm-hmm. Or you angle the mirror. Or you angle the mirror so you can't, so you can only see one face.
Well, that's a lot of work.
Another tip.
Because if I catch like myself in the mirror, I'm like, I spin out. I have to like go to the gym.
Okay.
Like, listen, I wasn't thinking about like plunge. This aspect
I have to
of it.
Meditate for a while.
I was not thinking about the actually having sex with myself aspect of it. Like you guys are.
What
like,
aspect of it?
Then what were you thinking about?
I was just like, okay, well, logically, let's break this down.
Well.
I was like, let's break this down and look at it. What is sex? I was like, okay, you do this
you
stuff.
You were not. Do you know then, how quickly you answered that question?
Who would top? Huh? You're just going to be wrestling. You know, me and my clone, we're just going to get in a fight.
Bro, no. You would top 7 years ago you so fast. Sorry. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Would.
I don't know, man.
Look at her staring at you.
She's young. She's got energy. Okay? She hasn't been beat down by the world.
But she admires you.
Mm-hmm. She probably does admire me.
She just wants you to like cradle her and just it's okay.
I think past you would absolutely sleep with future you, but current you is like not
wouldn't
into past you. Yeah,
oh.
Or current you.
Oh,
but
I really don't think
you,
so.
Look at that poster. Mac is exactly right. Look at the way that she's looking at you.
She loves you.
She has, there's like a twinkle in her eye. Cute.
I want to find this again. Honestly, this is my New Year's resolution. I want to
like
find
that.
This person, although she was on the verge of a really hard time. So I don't know if that's really true. But wait, I had a thought. Do you ever think about like future you coming to visit you to tell you everything's okay? Or is that just a me thing?
Oh,
no, but I think about current me going to like child me and being like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's where it came from for me. Cause I think about current me telling child me everything's going to be okay. Or, you know, everything works out or, you know, like if I could go to young gay me and be like, you're going to have a hot girlfriend, like you're lonely. You know what I mean? That kind of mm-hmm. thing, man, I want future me. Like I've been longing for future me for a little while now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about that.
No, but that makes me want to ask if you're okay.
Should we, I have like, huge updates that I think I want to do on the next pod.
Kate, I was literally thinking
the
same
thing.
Yeah,
I have a big update too.
Oh my god, I was literally thinking.
Next episode's gonna be crazy.
We can't all three do big episodes.
Oh, mine wins.
Okay,
there's no.
I'll do mine on this episode.
Is gonna win.
I think mine is pretty good.
If you're fucking pregnant, I'm gonna kill you.
Ashley, you go.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you didn't say anything.
I'm not pregnant.
Oh, okay.
I'm not pregnant. I just wanted
Where's
to
your left hand?
Bury the lead a little bit. This is my, what do you mean? This is my right hand.
Are you engaged?
Am I?
Wait.
You got engaged?
Oh my god, you're engaged?
Fuck, I hate that your update is better than mine. Fuck, take it off. Undo.
Wait,
got
engaged.
2 weeks. Congratulations.
Oh my god.
That's a really
oh my
pretty
god.
Ring. Holy shit. Oh my god, dude. Dude, you're getting
That's
married.
That's incredible. That's crazy. That's a massive. That's it's massive.
You didn't find that in a fizz bomb.
It's massive.
He's about to make the fizz bomb joke.
I literally thought about revealing this to you as a fizz bomb, and then I was like, if I show up a third episode in a row with this bowl of fucking water, they are gonna leave. So I did.
Plot twist, she just got the diamond. She got the 1 in a million diamond ring in the fizz bomb.
How did she do it?
So where there's a place called the Sunshine Coast here in BC, which is like as beautiful as the name suggests. And her family lives up there. And there's like this area down by the water where it's like you could see. I'll send you pictures. The only reason I didn't send you pictures is because I wanted to do it on the podcast. But
well done. Also, the clickbait, unreal. Elena, I know. You're a genius.
Thank you.
I hope you write off that ring as a business expense.
Honestly, that's not a bad idea. Because Jesus. And it's like you can see there's like the ocean and then mountains like come. It's the most stunning view. And we had this like really beautiful moment down there two years ago. And yeah, so it was there. She put it in Julio's little treat bag. It was like a whole thing. I don't know if you want me to tell the whole story, but it was like,
no,
it
tell was, the story. Also, do I you have the pictures or like, do we have to save it for something?
No.
Oh my
I
God. I
want
to see the picture so bad. Well, I love when people involve their dogs in engagements. It's the cutest shit ever.
And I had no idea what was going on. Like she filmed it. Missed half of it, hilarious, because of course she did, but in the
like
video
out of frame,
yeah, so you can
you
only just see
frame,
you
man.
Can just see me. It's kind of funny because she
that's
doesn't want to be
at least it got you at least you're yeah, the more so important
you,
party.
You just see me, you don't see her at all,
especially for the YouTube,
yeah, right?
Very important that
but
oh my God, this is crazy. I can't believe, oh my God, guys, this
yeah,
is
I'm
crazy
sending a bunch of pictures, but like I had, because I did not know she was going to do this. This was not like, oh, we've been talking about it. I knew it was going to happen soon. Like, I
you
knew,
never talked about
well,
it?
No. We talked about it like I knew we would get married eventually. But, like, I didn't think this was really on her radar. Honestly, I was thinking I was going to do it next year. Like, I wasn't thinking this was like a now. I just had literally no idea. So, basically, she was like, let's take a family photo. Like, she wanted me to come down to the beach. It was, like, a whole thing. I'm like, okay, great. And then she gets Julio, like, up on the log. And she's like, oh, you should give him a treat, like, for being such a good boy. Because he, like, got up on the log. And she had his treat bag, like, under his neck, which is not where you put it. And I say to her, like, you're making him carry his own treats right under his nose? Like, that's torture. Why are you doing that? And she's like, just give him a treat. So the ring.
Just open the treat bag, yeah, bitch. Like, come on.
We get in a massive fight. And so I open up the treat bag. There's a ring box in there. I'm looking so confused.
You see the ring box and you still don't know.
I see the ring and I
she
still
goes,
don't
did
know.
Did I bring one of the fist bombs? I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
This is perfect timing.
So I pulled the ring box and I'm like, what's this? And she takes it from me. She opens, she's like crouched down, right? She like opens it and shows it to me. I take it from her and I go, why'd you get me this? And in my head, I was thinking, this
your
is-
girlfriend or your fiance is so fucking mad at this point. Like, I involve the dog. We're on the beach. I'm videoing this entire thing. How is this kind woman of- not getting this?
So she shows me the ring. And in my head, I'm going, like, that's a really nice ring to get me for Christmas. Like, that's a really nice present.
Sure.
And then, so then I'm like, why'd you get me that? And she goes, because I want to marry you. And then just like tears and, you know, the whole thing. But
that
it
is
was very
so
sweet.
Fucking cute.
It was
wait,
very
are we ever
going
to get to see the video or is it like a private thing?
I can show you guys. Yeah, I'm not going to post it anywhere. But
what is wrong with you, Elena? You got to post it.
You two are different people. This is why you got divorced. This is why Elena's getting remarried.
This is why it didn't work out.
Did she get down on one knee?
Not really, no. It was like, she was kind of crouched on the log, and I was standing because I was taking pictures of ducks with my birding lens.
Wait, Do you have binoculars?
Yes.
This okay.
If you do have binoculars, I want binocular Rex.
I want binocular Rex. Wait, you? I'm sorry. You have a birding lens?
Yeah.
That, to me, this is a bigger update than the.
Yeah, I like to take pictures of birds.
It's not something obviously that you take pride in.
I mean, I think I hadn't done it for a while. I don't know.
Guys, I'm trying to think
like
back.
To take pictures of
Do
birds.
You remember that one episode where we were like, who's going to get married first? And we made predictions. What was
yeah,
the prediction?
Yeah, and Elena, and I knew I Elena was going to get married first.
Ashley said
no,
me,
I knew you were going to get married first. And then you were like, oh, I think I'll probably get pregnant before. And I was like, are you insane? What is wrong with you? You're going to get married next week.
Right. Okay. So everybody saw this coming but me.
I'm kind of in shock right now. This is crazy.
Wait. Where do you guys fall on the lesbians getting down on one knee question?
Okay, so this is a really good question.
What?
This is an interesting thing. I had never even thought about it until she didn't.
I'm of two minds.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, if Jen proposed to me, mm-hmm. I'd want her down on one knee. Even though
what
she is not,
well,
yeah,
I would rather die than have my girlfriend on her knees.
No, well, I really well. Want you to.
well,
I really
well,
want you to.
Well.
I really want you to think about it for a second, because for me, for a long time, it was like such a gendered thing, and it was like this, like it has roots in like patriarchal stuff, But then there's also just the sentiment of being like, I'm putting myself in this position to like ask, you know, for.
I agree with you, Ashley, in that if/when I do it, I want to be down on one knee.
Yeah, because you're like.
Whereas
you're,
my girlfriend didn't. And I like that, too, because it almost feels like. Well, it's just queerifying the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
It's and that's what I like about even the idea of marriage as two queer women. It's not so much that I want to be married and that like marriage matters to me. Mm-hmm. It's more the like taking back something that, you know, in a lot of ways has hurt me.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is so interesting, guys. I didn't know
this
was like a debate
thing.
That was
so vulnerable, what you just said.
I was hoping we're just going to move on the way that Mac.
No, that was
you.
So. Fulton, you're really fucking this up right now.
Yeah, she's a lot of asshole.
That
from
was
Fulton.
Really sweet. That was really sweet. I didn't even like think about that.
Mm-hmm.
In a weird way, I think when you've been married before, first of all of that is so stupid, because how many times in your life do you fall in love? Like so many times, especially if you're a lesbian, you've fallen in love like 4,500 times, right? So like, I mean, how many times, you know, have I said something that I was like, oh, you're the only woman I'm ever going to love again. You know, like, just like bullshit.
Interesting.
You know,
see, I've never said any of those things except to.
Well, I'm a
current
little simp bitch. As we
partner.
Know, I'm the biggest simp on the pod. But like,
I
in
love
a,
your
in
face
a,
behind you as you say that.
I know,
like,
everything
oh,
she
is.
Says is like echoed.
She is a little simp. Look at her. Look at
I
her
wish every
there.
Time Such I said something, I had somebody behind me going. The validation is crazy.
But what I was going to say was, didn't this kind of amplify that you've made some really good, important choices in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's like
Thank
so
you.
Beautiful.
I can't.
So,
this is so crazy.
Am I going to be a bridesmaid?
Well, so we're probably just going to do very small ceremony, like just immediate family, and then have some
well,
sort
what
of
if
like,
your sister invites me?
If my sister personally invites you, you can come.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
I'll make sure
crazy.
That she does.
That was crazy. Wait, guys. Okay, you know what's cute that we didn't say earlier? This is what I think me and my girlfriend will do. This is really cute.
Yeah.
First of all, knees don't have gender. But I want to get down on one knee. I want to get down on one knee. But then when they come down with you. So, like, you get down on one knee and then they come down with you and then you both get up together.
Right. No, and she was crouched and because she was, like, on the log. And then I immediately, like, went down with her. Didn't even consider
I did not know that was a debate, the knee thing.
I hadn't thought about it, but I like...
Listener, write in. Let us know where you stand on it and why. I think it's like an incredibly complicated, like everyone has different feelings and reactions to it.
Even marriage as an institution, as a... has like entirely its roots in patriarchy and like ownership of women as property. And so you could... There's people who would argue... Why would you even want to participate in that as a queer person? And probably a similar debate to the knee.
This is very not, well, there are two things. Mm-hmm. I told Jen, I'm going to do a series of proposals. There's going to be the first proposal, which I'm not sure how I'm going to do.
You've told us this.
Oh, I have on the pod?
Yeah. And then you're going to do more and like put them on TikTok?
Yeah. I'm going to do a number of proposals in all the best places.
Love it.
Because it's so sad that you can only do it once. And also the content, and I'm writing that ring off, damn it.
Yeah.
So.
Because we agreed that one of them would be a flash mob, right?
Has to be a flash mob.
We were all three going to do it together in one.
Guys, we should pre-film it in Europe. And then whenever it does actually happen, you can like put it out. But that way we have it, like we could do it like in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Well, Jen just came in and shook her head. To be a
not
part of
the
that,
actual
Mac.
Proposal, honey. One of the TikTok proposals for the engagement. Not that
no,
engagement.
Honey, it's just content.
No, the
just
other content. Engagement.
It's just content.
Past self, Ashley staring at future out. Ashley telling her Jen that it's just for content. Yeah, we need to book on the content for the marriage. Not only do you have a hot girlfriend now, but you are
you're a fake content creator. Congratulations!
All things are not good.
Congratulations!
Things are not good.
A hustler to the core.
But what I was gonna say was. I said to Jen last night, I was like, this is not going to sound like me, but I want my wedding to like feel queer. Like it's important to me that it feels not necessarily in anything that we do, but like, I know my friend Sam is going to be there and I want him wearing something insane and ridiculous if you know him. And I want to have, because obviously so much of our family is straight. And Jen, you know, her friends are, love you, honey. They're largely straight, you know, not all of them, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, oh man, I really want some people like really looking gay there. And like, my sister's going to wear a tux, you know, cause I'm going to be in a suit. So she'll be in a suit. I just want it to feel gay.
Yeah.
When are you going to do it? Are you going to get married soon? Or are you going to like kind of like just have a long engagement?
I don't know. People keep asking that. And I'm like, I didn't know this was happening. I need a minute.
We're like, why are you so tired? Why are you so worn out? What even happened?
Well, and also I think part of the like where you're like, oh, you came on like with some weird energy. I'm like, I think I was nervous because I was like, I knew I was going to. So there's a part cute. I was like a little bit like trying to keep my hand down and.
So yeah,
I think that was part of it. I was nervous.
The title fiance is like the hottest word that has ever existed. So I think you should have a long engagement so you can
keep
using it.
That's interesting. I disagree.
Fiance.
Something about, okay. I don't, like something about fiance, I don't know. I don't like it.
Really?
Really?
Not that I don't I like it. Not that I don't like it, but it's more like it doesn't feel natural in my mouth or something, like saying girlfriend,
that's
saying partner, saying wife I love, wife I adore.
That's wife beautiful fits you really well, like it's like
cutesy. Oh my god, I'm gonna be such a good wife.
That's so cute. Oh my god, this is crazy. Well, I want to know if the listeners like the word fiance or not, because I thought that everybody thought that was
I love
like
fiance
word.
Yeah,
I don't.
I think
why,
people
why?
Like it.
I don't know why. No, I do. It's not that I don't like it. It's just something.
You just like wife better.
I like wife.
Maybe
better.
Maybe it's your Canadian accent. Maybe it makes it feel. It feels weird to say.
Maybe.
Oh my god, you guys! Elena's engaged.
I'm engaged.
Well, we got to record another one, so we should probably get to what we. This was a great episode. What did we have for dinner?
Wedding cake.
Yeah, wedding cake. I think so.
Wedding cake.
Well, this has been an episode with
Elena's
a lot
engaged.
Happening. Elaine is engaged. Oh my gosh. I traveled in time. Okay? A lot going on. And that's expensive. Okay? Do you support gay love? Do you support gay time travel? Go to patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. And if you don't, you can donate as little as a dollar. Mm-hmm. You cheap fuck. Future you will thank you. Future you will thank you. One of, and if you pay $100 a month, we have time travel.
Future you will thank you.
Do you support gay time travel?
Future you will thank you because this podcast will still exist.
Yes. Wow, that was very good, Elena.
Thank you. And stay tuned for next week because Ashley and Mac apparently both have big updates.
Huge updates.
Which I have to wait a week to hear because we will record this next week.
Aw, rats.
Okay, see you guys, bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injimi. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog.